And I say this morning, the one third, 16-41 years, looking at the service that you may choose. Good morning, I'm Drew Taylor. I'm honored to appear today on the back of the state of Utah, the cabinet of the Attorney General, the state of Utah, and the people. And just for the purpose of the motion, I'm going to try to reserve 7 minutes to about
your answer to the
thank you, the issue before the court is obviously not how the emotional and difficult issue of some man is going. The issue is really one of the court, that is, whether under the federal constitution, the state definition of authority over man allows them not only to redefine matters in primitive terms, as the Supreme Court in Windsor calls it again, but also to return the traditional men one definition of marriage. And the big thing is Democratic unions, as New York had been in the opposite direction in Windsor. So before I discuss the core interests that are served by New York's men one definition, and what we see is the serious risk posed by the district court's redefinition of marriage, let me first address why the fundamental question of state authority is governed by the rational basis standard. I don't think we have quote decisions here, but yes, the federal question presented here, including the Eighth Circuit in Boone, the United States Supreme Court in Baker versus Nelson, which we think is still binding on the lower federal court by virtue of the Supreme Court's only affirmative of that decision, all those decisions have applied rational basis to rather than potent to. And they change because national basis is suspended, which is ultimately detrimental to democracy. The district court and plaintiffs have nevertheless offered four arguments for some form of certain scrutiny that mandated scrutiny. Indeed, it was the district court itself recognizes the kind of argument for certain scrutiny based on sexual orientation is fulfilled by this court's decision in Christ for Marriage. In fact, most of the kind of other arguments will imply a right to sex during polygamous marriages, which is the court may know is a significant issue in Utah. Now, one example is the argument that the plaintiffs have a fundamental right to marry the person of their choice. The Supreme Court has never recognized such a broad fundamental right to marriage, despite being married by the United States in the United States. But it's on that very tradition. But we're trying to do that in Windsor. And in fact, to the contrary, Windsor really destroys that argument as the same-sex marriage by noting that until recently, most people considered a non-woman union, quote, essential to the very definition of the term marriage. And all four unions under the Supreme Court decision, the grafter, that means that the alleged right to same-sex marriage is not, in fact, already so embedded in our laws and our traditions as to be required by ordered living.
But there's a fact of history. What bars them from being married? What works? And you can see why this is a woman, you have a man, the only thing that bars them from being married is sex. So why do we get into marriage when we're down the line and we're able to find that the sexual question is one of the things that's going to be a man and a woman who is a man who is a man.
So again, the answer to that, Your Honor, first of all, the Supreme Court's decision in 11 does not include into the state of Virginia's definitional authority over marriage. The exclusion of miscarried couples, where the level of affairs is, in fact, when you look at the statutes that are laid out in the Supreme Court's opinion, then it's clear that marriage is the fact of the union of a man and woman, and then a separate provision. The court noted a charge, the court noted a charge for a miscarriage coverage demand.
This means that miscarriage coverage is actually an error for the purposes of the insurance and one of the things that the insurance can do is to include the
The Supreme Court has not been able to do under what under Younger, it wouldn't be appropriate for the Supreme Court to regard this funding response as different versions of law. That was the first thing with Younger, is that that's not a part of federal sanction, that's a part of state sanction. You first have, as the court said, virtual complete authority over the definition of law.
Okay. There's no question, and I think what we say when we discuss how we do it, that when the court was speaking in Windsor about marriage, that it very clearly indicated, in the direction that we're going to be talking about today, that in fact, when it came down to the dispositive language of Windsor, it's not even essentially, but the next one, and and
talking about specifically was the stigma of being a second class marriage. In other words, the couple saying, Lindsay, we're actually married, this is the state law, but something to do with Dana, something to do with Dana, told them, even though we're legally married under state law, the federal government is not going to recognize who they're aging at, and that essentially made them. I think there's and the court has this afternoon. But, you know, they take that from the data, but they are paid on in the policy process. And so the real question is, what is the state's secret? And are they going to take people who can justify you guys' decision to return the traditional man and woman that you can pay? And it goes into the rational basis thing, but because of that answer to democracy. That's simply getting bad at that because the only way that doesn't serve you legitimate interest in here, then at least four state interests, and I'd like to discuss cases that pertain to purity, and then they are some of the main reasons that the state of Utah recognizes and gives benefits to those projects in the first place, and they think that that would give rise to the risk that we've identified here.
We want to discuss that earlier, she said it's not. The kind of burdens in this case is disproportionate.
I think you will know. I think I'll let it pass the red code
back. I think the pandemic is an adjudicated thing.
Well, the 54th, the draft of the Congress is quite a strange thing. And it's a lot of some very serious conclusions. But the first one that I want to say briefly is the question for transgender diverse families. With the fact that the women find sex rules set in the voting phase, that the best situation for a child is to have both an involved mother and an involved father. And gender diversity in parenting, the difference is as legitimate a gay man as the research in gender and racial diversity, and what the social working Supreme Court has now is a component. And I think gender diversity was one of the reasons that the New York State of Affairs, Polarity and Bernardes concluded that New York is going to run on marriage definitions by a rational basis. So you might ask, well, how is the main woman definition made of gender diversity? One number that flows from the Supreme Court's decision in Johnson versus Robinson, which shows that a classification that includes one group and my head is rational if the included group is in general differently situated with respect to a legitimate government effort. And that principle
is how I agree with you. So, in the state of Utah, when you include legitimate points for the government, you say, just the objection to fight out time and sustain the right to grab the United States in victory, particularly with the broad range of policies in the very public to the readiness of the Congress. Now, to the point, in the case that you prepared this policy, the other reason is how the term-based policies somehow is contradictory to allowing a stable relationship between non-heterosexual couples. I mean, why is a in generalist terms, which is a good sentence,
and we delete that man in the back. And so, as Professor Sackett can tell, so one of the messages of that today at sexual meetings is usually don't use groups that have happy males or protective males, and usually don't use groups for recording, because we can set up with a kind of arrangement where there are two women, some get married, and those who are being sexual, that are just a little more sincere at their own time, without any management, things, a message that people can get to some of these words, that gender is just not really that important, and that guys are not that important. And I just wanted to share with the court something that I found in one of the record materials that you submitted. I don't think the highlight is going to agree with the same page 92 of the appendix. And this is an explanation from a commentary by somebody named Matthew Gallagher about why fathers, especially, are important in the life of this. So, why they play a unique and valuable and important role. He says, what a boy gets from experiencing the dependable love of a father is a deep, personal experience of masculinity that is processed pro-woman and pro-child. And what that personal experience of man is, a boy, who like all human beings, or at least our boys, is deeply driven to seek some meaning for masculinity, is vulnerable to a variety of pure and market-driven alternatives. Definitions of masculinity, and they were often demanded in blocking physical strength and sexual fertility. And to continue, the importance of a father in giving a boy a deeply pro-social sense of his own masculinity may be one reason why one large master study found that boys raised outside of intact marriages were 3 to 3 times more likely to commit crime than they were in prison.
Those marriages are
difficult,
or marriages are
difficult.
Are you pointing to the
focus
of the problem, or is it
doing the marriage problem? Yeah, we're pointing to the problem is most convenient at the problem, and one of the norms of the current non-woman definition of marriage, and the current conjugal basis of marriage, is that bonds and bonds are important. It's an independent, complementary, but important role. And if you choose the definition of marriage, you are, as a difficult person in any case, you are necessarily also choosing the building of marriage that's embodied in the law, and the law being a feature that has real world effect on the building. Well, at least, Your Honor, there's a significant risk that will happen. Some such marriage is too new, obviously, so as Justice Alito pointed out, and wondered. For there to be completely statistical evidence about his
impact.
Good morning. I'm Trevor Thompson. I'm here on behalf of the plaintiffs and appellants. As this court knows, the people of the United States in 1869 amended our Constitution to add the 14th Amendment. That amendment became part of our federalist system and remains here today. Under the 14th Amendment, the people of this nation wanted to ensure that no state could treat citizens within its jurisdiction unequally or deprive them of their fundamental rights and liberty interests. Every state, including the state of Utah, is bound by the guarantees and protections of the 14th Amendment for every single citizen in the state. Utah's marriage to family members violate plaintiffs and other same-sex couples living in Utah equal protection rights and due process rights guaranteed by the 14th Amendment.
What does that mean to the youth? What does that mean to the youth?
There is another disease which makes the delivery from the land.
What level of treatment do you want to come to?
Our position, Your Honor, is that with regard to the equal protection claims, this court should apply a heightened level of scrutiny either based on the careful consideration analytical framework established in the Winter Trilogy, which began in Wilmer, or under a gender or sexual orientation test of classification.
And what do you do about the classification?
Your Honor, with all due respect, we disagree with the state and the Judge Morgan's interpretation of that decision. In that decision, the plaintiff came up asserted below that strict and intermediate scrutiny applied in that case did not present that question unclear. And therefore, the language of the court faced this argument about strict scrutiny, and it was different in the sense that it had nothing to do with the issue before the court that was being decided at that time. And even the because in this particular case, we have made the claim in the district court found that there is a fundamental right to marriage protected by the due process clause. And where you have a fundamental right that is intruded upon in this manner, the court traditionally never thought speech scrutiny, which is the highest level of scrutiny of law my understanding of his decision on it is what he said was that while there was a gender-based discrimination, which would be called a heightened statement, he would not need to reach that issue because the laws failed under rational basis review.
Under rational basis review, just because he disagreed with the state's solution doesn't mean that we're rational basis.
No, Your Honor, and I don't believe that that is our argument. Rational basis review is put forward in a number of decisions that acknowledge and certainly the Supreme Court in a number of decisions has acknowledged. But while it is a deferential standard to the legislature, it is not a toothless standard, and it may not be based on simply rationales that make no fitting in reality. But I can
use that.
So,
if you want to get to it, if you have a task that you need to handle, how long is it going to get?
First of all, if you look at the state interests that have been stated here, they are fundamentally in fact with the word in some instances. They're so nationalized that they're stated by bribes before the Supreme Court in Denver. In Denver, without a trial, found that none of those justifications overturned the purposeful effect.
The
Not knowing, Your Honor, the Jesus others have been formerly bonded, long-term relationship, and they've been children for many, many years.
Winter, in fact, prompted that the only letter of review, the first type of law for students, is that negotiation. It is not sure that this law wonder never put a label on the statement that it was obtained. What it did is it looked to the Gomer decision, where the Supreme Court shut down certain amendments to Colorado Constitution. And Will Gomer said, where you had a law that categorizes a group of people based on a single threat of trait which matches the same generation, that is a rare law in our jurisprudence. And where you have been being discriminated against and keep a sort of discrimination for the purpose of making a new report, the court assigns careful consideration to make sure that the purpose and effect of those laws are not to harm the person. And in Wilson, in looking at the analysis in Roman, applied a careful consideration analysis that in reading it does not resemble rational basis. It's called the beginning point is to look at the design, purpose, and practical effect of the law. And if you find, even if you just look at the text of the law, as you can certainly do under this court's whether the circuit of determining if there's an intent to determine, and you find that the purpose and effect is to treat this fact separately of the national report, and you have the kind of promise that the church starts to submit, exists in this case, probably to a higher extent than it exists within the banner, because it is every day of the impact of the life that they must face the stigma, the harm, the brutality of certain conversations, the burden shifts to the state, and the state must come forward with legitimate interests that overcome the principal purpose and practical effect that damages these individuals who are the target. The word legitimate interest comes from Marshall versus Ryan, but the analysis that the court made in Lindsay is not a rational basis analysis. And the legitimate interest that the Supreme Court in Lindsay found did not overcome the purpose and effect of the same interests that are being treated here by the court or by the state.
Thank you.
Because while we may have a instrument to strategy and touch the book of the money, that is directed at excluding only one class of individuals in language, it is not to be a story, it is to exclude. And if we follow the analysis in language, and even illustrate with the text of the money, if you look at what they did, in the first part, what they did is they said only men and women community, but they didn't stop there. That's not just a validation. No, it would not, because still, as they are treating Chinese folks as a country, what I'm doing
is. Well, they're going to be slow in some cases, they're over-inflated, and in other cases, they may be under-inflated. And the government that will run from it is anybody's name in common sense with the one?
You know, I didn't try to answer that question, okay? First of all, there's no question that any reasonable to think that it's not going to be a perfect fit. But the law is clear, and I think it's a market run agreement, where they find the law both over inclusive and under inclusive. And that's exactly what we have here. It is only inclusive because it doesn't prohibit people from getting married who do not want to procreate or can procreate. It is over inclusive because it puts that change of people who already have children or want to procreate. And if we look at this as blocking first, the court in that case is striking down the state law that says, single people from being contraceptive. They said when you have a law that is so loaded with exceptions, the court cannot find a rational relationship or nexus between whatever state purpose the state or the court is trying to achieve and accomplish the next purpose. And I want to go back to the second president if I could. The end of meantime just doesn't treat if they want to punctuate the point by saying no legal relationship will ever be recognized because it's a nice and benefit that opposite sex couples get if they get married. And if you're talking about only one, you're not talking about people being mean spirited and having ill will or being bad people. English is used by the Supreme Court of the United States every moment and is expressed in Wednesday. It's talking about an improper purpose. Judge Alexander Reagan, if that's your question, our argument is not an ignorance because English is a no, it is not mine.
That was the book of it. Would it be for me to take a legislative statement on either side of the case and pass this legislation one way or the other? Would it never done to be
done? I wouldn't care to be wrong and look at the text of the document. And if we simply look at the text of the manuscript, the implicit in terms of couples and nothing and equal is inherently on the face of the violation.
It's a violation, and it's also open to people who are in violation of the other people. But if they're not trying to do it, they may be wrong. From a legal standpoint, that they are being mean-spirited and bigoted.
We understand the term enemies. It is a constitution of Canada that has nothing to do with public evangelism.
Sure. If a legislator doesn't say something, they look at them, they hear something, they don't want to, they do something that they get in a hole, in their opinion, not to say anything, but to notice it. I think that we can just ignore what the legislature is going to tell us. We don't want them to do it. You know, I mean,
there's
a lot of people who have been alive to overrule practices for them in this country.
No, no, the court needs to look at whether his truth is applied to the state of Colorado or in Mexico. Absolutely, we're not going to be the core of a matter of public policy. I think that's what Wednesday was thinking when it said that the violence, the Fifth Amendment, and through the Fourth Amendment, speaking to the state, it is violated of public policy. But the problem I have with all of these arguments is that the doesn't remain in this, they didn't consider in this. And from Justice Scalia, has spoken very often about what the law is not in those cases. But we have to look at the majority opinion, and rather respect, it seems to me, that to argue that public policy in court is declared constitutional right. It would be a remarkable constitutional problem. Not just in Utah or in Colorado, but anywhere in the United States.
You know, it would not only be remarkable, it would be contrary to at least two, if not more, Supreme Court decisions in the United States, where the Supreme Court has expressed that an individual's constitutional right on the subject of public vote or legislative action. Slightly beyond these extremes in life that have no basis on the inner level of statement. For these wrongs are not the type of laws that our Constitution will permit, because as the court has said before, the Constitution does not allow clashes between citizens. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.